If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
And Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, inspired by the past, influenced by the present, driven towards the future. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala, find new roads. Don Lemon's in a taxi on his way to, where are you going, Don?
I'm going to Miami to speak at Miami-Dade College, and we're going to talk about young men of color, Hispanic and African-American youth, how we can shrink the gap for achievement, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to do some good today.
You're going to do this in Miami at what time?
Miami-Dade College. Today, starting at 10 a.m., I'll be there till 3 in the afternoon, and then I'm flying back, and then I got to anchor the morning show at 4 a.m. tomorrow.
Work a little harder. Work a little harder.
says the hardest working man in radio.
That's nice. Work a little harder. What up, Don?
Hey, let's get him talking and thinking again, Tom, because you and I spoke a little bit about this. Let's talk about bullying. When we think of bullies, we usually think of kids, mostly teenagers, but adult bullying is real, and it was made plain this week with the story of Miami Dolphins teammates Incognito and Martin, one accusing the other of bullying him to the point where he felt compelled to leave the team and seek therapy. The Miami Sentinel reporting multiple sources as saying some of the team coaches not only condone the activity, but asked Richie Incognito to toughen up Jonathan Martin. The league is now hiring a special counsel to investigate the Miami Dolphins. That is good. The initial response from many was that Martin is a big boy in a rough and tumble business where men are expected to act like men, not boys, and defend themselves. But bullies can come in all shapes and sizes, including a 6'3", 320-pound professional football guard named Richie Incognito. Victims of bullies can come in all shapes and sizes as well, including a 6'5", 315-pound professional football guard named Jonathan Martin. And if the accusations are indeed true, if they are true, because this is just the initial part of the investigation, we have to let the story play out. If it's true for Incognito and for the team, then there was a conspiracy that went far beyond bullying into harassment. Psychologist Dr. Wendy Walsh tells me, Tom, that emotional abuse, and we do it all the time in our most intimate relationships. She says it is emotional abuse. Dr. Walsh says we save the most sadistic parts of our personalities for those we are closest to, and that can even mean a teammate. And she says one of the ways that men socially organize themselves is by hierarchy. Every man knows who the alpha male is in the group, who the wingman is, etc., and that is never broken. Those little digs and those little quips, hey, man, where'd you buy those shoes at the thrift store? It's often seen as affection, they're actually a way to continue the pecking order. However, some men are more sensitive than others, and the insults can be internalized as a result. So, telling someone like Jonathan Martin to man up could be the worst thing to say in his or her similar situation. The doctor says what that means is that if you're defining manhood that way, you're defining it wrong. You're defining manhood as someone who has no feeling. And men clearly have feelings. So let's look at it like this. What we must remember is that the NFL, the football field, the locker room, the basketball court, the baseball diamond are all workplaces. Workplace harassment is unacceptable. You cannot bully nor harass a colleague. When I asked the doctor why Martin wouldn't take care of the problem himself, her answer was profound, Tom. She says he was taking care of the problem by not trading one kind of abuse for another kind of physical violence. In other words, he wasn't taking care of the problem by becoming another bully. He's not continuing the cycle. It is a tough lesson for many of us, including me, with an old-school approach to manhood.
He went to the doctor, too.
He went to the doctor.
He went to the doctor. Martin went to the doctor for this.
He did, but the weird thing is there are teammates who say that they were friends and they played together all the time and they hung out together all the time. I don't know why this.
Yeah, but you can also kind of try to make friends with your bullies, can't you?
You can make friends with your bullies, but I thought it was interesting what the psychologist told me is that we save the most sadistic parts, the meanest parts of our personality, sometimes for the people we love the most because
and for your on air your on air peers as well. I'm just saying.
Well, Simo,
just saying.
I think, Simo, last time we talked, you thought that this guy could be a bully doing this, and then
at least my perception, I don't want to put it into words in the Tom's mouth, is like, hey, Liz, this is a rough and tumble sport.
Right.
He needs to
business.
Be a guy.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a comment about his commentary, about Don Lemon's commentary, call us and record it at 1-800-JOINER2. 1-800-JOINER2. Don Lemon getting them thinking on Tuesdays and Thursdays on the TJMS.
Safe travel.
And I love it.